is in the know for Wednesday, March 28th, the 87th day of 2018. There are 278 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know, live at K105, 1039 The Moose, live online at K105.com, plus on the Android and Apple apps for both K105 and WMTL. Coming up today, we are going to tell you about shots fired at a resident yesterday that the Grayson County Sheriff's Office was involved in, a schedule change for the legislature. We'll also figure out some progress of bills moving through the General Assembly. Eric C. Kahn is back in the news for today. Perhaps deer hunters are going to get some good news. Plus, we'll have today's water cooler question. It'll be your chance to win a supply of Easter candy as we roll into the Easter weekend. We've got that and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. My left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl, it's B. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Okay.
You know, I've been keeping track of these April Fool's related pranks when it comes to Easter.
Okay.
Right, so it's a unique opportunity for some pranking.
Okay.
How about let's dye some raw eggs?
Oh.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Unless you're the parent
of the child that is picking up
the raw eggs.
That's right. You've got to be at least willing or a little bit prepared to have some additional cleanup.
Yeah.
But I think, though, that would be fun to see somebody kind of go peel an egg and it's like, oh, there's a yolk there. Not too bad. Sorry. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great mini burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year.
Oh!
She's Misty Embry.
Hey.
How's it?
It's hot in here.
It is hot in here.
Ooh, smothery hot.
I'm trying to remedy that.
Yeah.
So you can tell the temperature's improving outside, which negatively influences the temperature inside here. So we're not really heat. We're not really cool. We just go out on the lawn and do the show.
Sure.
I read something this morning that I thought might help you.
Okay.
It's not uncommon for you to leave this place, and I'll presume other places,
mm-hmm.
and have left things behind. Perhaps your sunglasses, perhaps your glasses, perhaps your keys, except you need your keys to leave the parking lot.
Sometimes I come back in and fetch the keys.
It might be your pen. It mm-hmm. might be a Tarvis tumbler, perhaps, that mm-hmm. you left live on location.
Uh-huh.
It could be all kinds of things, but here's a new thing that will help you never lose something again.
Oh, good.
When you place your keys somewhere, stop and pause for 8 seconds. And if you stop and pause for 8 seconds, you will remember, psychologically, you will remember later where you placed your keys because you will have stopped to pause the placement of the keys. So that sounds like a great idea for someone like you. However, I realized that if you were to employ this tactic, we would start to be concerned because it looks like you need to be rebooted about every 15
right?
minutes.
Right. I'm in a short freeze.
And you would just, like, are you alive?
Eight seconds is a long time.
Somebody check her pulse.
Right.
It's a long time for you to be still.
Okay, but I can't. I'm not even still in my sleep. I will be the person that raises up in my casket. Just because I cannot be still.
That's right. And say, oh, I know where I left my keys.
Well, I may not talk to you. I'll just sit up. My hand will move or something.
So anyway.
Wait, so I have a question.
Okay.
Do I stop and pause before I leave a room to make for sure I have everything I need? Or once I realize it's lost, wherever I am, I stop and pause there?
This is saying if you pause for the 8 seconds at the time that you leave things places, you shouldn't have to worry about leaving a room anymore.
So it's like when you sit your purse down or your keys down.
Stop and pause then.
Yes.
And take a visual.
Nope.
Mental picture.
No, you just stop and pause.
So every time I lay my keys down, I stop for 8 seconds.
Focusing for 8 seconds while putting down your keys will give your brain the time it needs to snap an image of exactly where those keys are.
I've just proved my point. Did you see how hard it was for me to either comprehend
yes.
what you just said to me?
But I still maintain that if we were to follow you around, you'll look like that you're short-circuiting.
Yes.
These pauses, like somebody kick her. somebody needs to turn her wind-up key.
If I am still for 8 seconds, I am in a deep sleep.
Something's wrong.
I have dozed off.
Well, rain everywhere, and I guess you have a drop to drink since this is not salt water. Most of Kentucky is under a flood watch as heavy rains are moving throughout the state. The NWS issued a flood watch from this evening through tomorrow evening. The Weather Service says 2 to 4 inches of rain are expected with locally heavier amounts possible.
The watch area includes southeast and portions of western and northern Kentucky. Of course, the ground's already saturated from previous rains. I was talking with Mark Godby right before the show started, and he kind of, you know, he keeps track of the lake levels. They were able to get Nolin Lake down 8 feet under summer pool, but this will fill that back up, and then they are really struggling with Rough River Lake. It's just slightly above summer pool, so that means it's going to be above summer pool when that happens. Yesterday afternoon about 5:20, the Grayson County Sheriff's Office responded to the 700 block of Mehurin Cemetery Road on report of a domestic disturbance. Police said the disturbance involved 54-year-old Dennis Jaggers of Falls of Rough and his wife, and it began on Monday and carried into yesterday afternoon when Jaggers began making threats to burn down their mobile home and drive his vehicle through the residence. An intoxicated Jaggers also entered a vehicle and began driving erratically on the roadway, around the home, and in the yard. Deputy Fred Norder, en route to the scene, was informed that Jaggers had brandished a shotgun and that several of his family members had barricaded themselves in a mobile home 200 yards away from Jaggers' residence. It was then they heard two gunshots, with those barricaded inside the trailer not laying eyes on Jaggers after the shots rang out. When Deputy Norder got there, not long after the shots were fired, he encountered Jaggers standing in his yard unarmed. He was taken into custody without incident. Deputy Mark Newman was also at the scene and assisted in the investigation. After speaking with witnesses and the victim, he was arrested and charged on multiple things and then was lodged. Yesterday, Kentucky lawmakers announced a schedule change to the calendars. They wrap up the 2018 legislative session. The original schedule called for them to meet yesterday and today and then recess until the 12th and 13th. To consider any veto overrides that the governor may throw down. And Senate President Bob Stiver said that they have moved today's day to tomorrow, while the House Senate Budget Conference Committee meets today to work toward reconciling differences in the versions passed by each chamber. He says this doesn't necessarily mean that they will have a budget ready to act upon tomorrow. He says, we're trying to have as much time that we can devote to the conference committee without the process of daily chamber work interrupting us in the middle of what we were doing. He says they have a goal in mind for an agreement on the budget, and we're going to hopefully have a budget to vote on by Monday. That's our target. So they have one day in reserve for a snow day they took in January, but they have not yet committed to if they or when they will use that. So they're playing it by ear. So legally, they have 60 days to get this session in before they would have to call a special session. But I'm not sure exactly what statute allows on that, because their primary responsibility of this biennium session is to pass a two-year spending bill.
Right.
That, I mean, they're legally required to do that. So
if they break the law, what happens?
The punishment's severe, as you might imagine. Right. Sure.
Yeah. Banished to an island.
Yeah, and then they just pardon themselves. Here's kind of the legislative tracker. Yesterday afternoon about 3:30, lawmakers gave final passage to a bill that would ban a common abortion procedure when women are at least 11 weeks into their pregnancies. The House voted 75-13 to send the bill to Governor Bevin. You know he's going to sign this bill.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion rights activists warn it would draw a court challenge if it becomes law. They say similar laws in other states have been struck down or blocked while legal challenges proceed. It's a procedure called dilation and evacuation. That's what specifically they are saying is no longer, or would be no longer allowed. Then about 2 hours later, lawmakers wrapped up work on a bill that makes the biggest changes to workers' compensation system in more than 20 years. The measure cleared the House 55-39 and now goes to the governor, who governor's pretty pro-business. He's going to sign this unless there's some reason that he's trying to retaliate against someone. Like last year, remember when he supported the Real ID bill?
Yes.
And then he vetoed it at the end? I'm like, dude, you were for this.
Like, what happened?
Yeah, so I'm not, again, something got to him. So I'm not saying he will sign this. But the way the wind blows on things, it appears to me the governor would sign this workers' compensation bill. And then last night, about 6:10, the House passed a bill that would require sex education classes in public schools to include abstinence education. The bill cleared the House 77-14 yesterday, and it goes back to the Senate, which will consider changes made by the House. I'm not sure exactly what the changes were. But the bill says that if schools offer sex education classes, The instruction would include content that promotes abstinence as the desirable goal for all school-age children, and that it's the best way to avoid unintended pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. The measure says sex education instruction would have to include, but not be limited to, the abstinence content. And we talked about that at length last week. Not much I can say to improve upon what we did.
No. I kind of got it right then.
A Kentucky.
Just common sense.
I had it right from the get-go. I don't know what you're all talking about.
I never say anything wrong.
A Kentucky attorney who fled the country to avoid going to prison before being captured is seeking to have part of a federal case against him thrown out. An attorney for Eric Kahn asked a federal judge in a motion to dismiss an 18-count indictment that was reinstated after Kahn was arrested. The motion says the original indictment cannot be reinstated because federal prosecutors accepted Kahn's plea deal. He spent 6 months on the run after pleading guilty to bribing judges and doctors in a $500 million Social Security fraud scheme. His sentencing went on without him last summer when he was given a 12-year prison term. Dude, I get what you're saying here, that the government accepted your plea deal, but so did you, which said you would not run off to Guatemala.
Wait a minute. Okay, two things here. Did both parties sign because this is working for
I don't know.
I don't know. Situation?
They had an oral agreement.
and then number two, I mean, if I was Kahn's lawyer, I would go in and plead. He just lived up to his name.
Right. Yeah.
When we name a kid Kahn,
right,
and he lives up to it, can we really punish the man?
It's just, it's laughable to me.
Ridiculous.
That he thinks that he has legal standing.
I think this is the arrogance that maybe got him into the situation he's in.
Could be. Could very well be. It's just funny that he says, you can't indict me on these things. We had a deal. Right. And the deal meant you keeping your ankle bracelet on and not fleeing our borders.
You chewed it off and ran away.
Our plea deal involved you never having pizza in Guatemala. That was our plea deal.
Right.
And when you decided you had a hankering for the hut,
yep,
then our plea deal is off. The Kentucky Fish and Wildlife Commission has recommended extending the deer season for some hunters to 16 days, along with other changes to help thin the state's herd. The proposal would extend the season for hunters using modern guns from the current 9 to 15 days, depending on region. The commission also proposed increasing the number of deer allowed on a statewide permit from 2 to 4 during a March 23 meeting that they held in Frankfort. The commission recommends hunting, fishing, and boating regulations for approval by the state legislature, and the commission says in a release the changes would help thin the state's deer herd in densely populated areas, like downtown Louisville.
Yes.
Right? I still can't get over that video.
I've not seen this. What are you talking
about?
So
when all the floodwaters were up in late February and early March,
okay,
when the water was up to the Galt House, basically, mm-hmm, there was a deer that came running down 4th Street.
Oh, okay.
And just came and ran down and jumped over. It would be dead if the river weren't up. And it just jumped over the levee and goes into the water and starts swimming. So in downtown Louisville, a deer. So I guess we're making a case that especially in densely populated areas,
right,
we have too many deer that are encroaching because they're finding stuff to live on.
Right. And I have seen more deer in the last 12 months than I've seen probably in a long time.
The regulations, if approved, would go into effect for the 18-19 season, so later this year.
Did you say they upped the amount of tags you could have, or they just
from 2 to 4?
4.
Mm-hmm. So that means
deer bacon, you don't anybody? Love that.
More mounts on walls of your living room.
Yeah. You know what I love, though, is if somebody would put the head on one side of the wall and the legs on the other side of the wall, like, that would be fantastic.
That's the way that they do it at the Country Bear Jamboree.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's the best part. When you leave, you get to look up and see the hind end of the buffalo.
I want to see this in somebody's house, though, like, for real.
Right. I like to see somebody do that.
Just do the hind end. Head was no good. I'll take the rear.
Yeah, the hind end would be more indicative of me.
What if you and a buddy shot it, right?
Right.
Which side do you want?
Yeah. Well, you know, the horse costumes. Yeah, somebody has to be the head of the horse, and somebody has to be the $A sign.
Head and tail.
There's always a head and a tail.
$A sign. Southern Indian. Speaking of downtown Louisville, you all heard over the weekend maybe that Jeff Boat was closing. Large manufacturer of barges in Jeffersonville. In fact, it's the industry that made Jeffersonville a city. Well, they're closing. And
does the city have to close?
Well, they're wondering what will happen. But they're already making plans because Jeff Boat occupies, if you look across the river from Louisville, you'll see an area up there that looks like there's nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's Jeff Boat. That's the shipyard where they build and they have the welders and all that. And they dry dock them and then they float them and then take them out on the river. When that closes, the city's already looking to do redevelopment and do shopping and retail and more things down there to try and establish a tax base going forward, because without these jobs, it's going to be very hard for them to survive. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's reported that Louisville will hire Xavier's Chris Mack as their head coach today. I think it's a done deal. It's just a matter of having the little dog and pony show press conference where he says, oh, I'm happy to be at Louisville. He's going to have a tough road because we don't quite know what punishment is in the offing for U of L. He's taking a big leap of faith, and I think he'll probably do an okay job. I know very little about him. I know what he's been able to do at Xavier, and so it will be interesting to see. I hope that he had the foresight to, for every year of probation that they get, that he gets an added year to his contract, because in the face of adversity that they're going to have, where it's going to be hard to recruit, then it's unfair to him to have to, you know, take the punishment that he had nothing to do with. The best he can do is try and hope and pick up the pieces, so to speak. And I watched the game last night. Utah defeated the Toppers 69-64 in the semifinals of the NIT in MSG.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was WKU defeated by UT in the NIT at MSG.
It was the saddest game I've watched in a while.
It was terrible. Western only had 6 turnovers the entire game, and 2 of them came in the final minute, and they were extremely crucial because they were important charge calls. You got the ball, you're tied, or you're down one, you got to score points there, and it just didn't happen. And so the Toppers now looking ahead to next season, and then Utah will play tomorrow night in the championship game of the NIT against, I don't know who won, UConn or Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. I don't know, and I don't care, because it's over.
Yeah.
It's now officially master season. Major League Baseball starts tomorrow, so I'm all for that. All right, we're going to play a quick game of Would You Rather.
Okay,
we're going to do rapid fire because we have a guest, and so we can't take too much time.
So don't stop to think.
Well, I read a thing about Martha Stewart played a game of Never Have I Ever for her Glamour magazine interview. I think it was Glamour.
Oh, dear.
And that got me thinking. It's like, we can do something like that. So would you rather? Get bogged down on these. Would you rather be itchy or sticky for the rest of your life?
Sticky.
Yeah, sticky.
Rather be sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather your name be Little Caesars or Papa John?
Little Caesars.
Papa.
Really? I think I'd rather. You call me Big Papa.
Because you can call me PJ, right?
Would you rather lose all your money and valuables or all of the pictures you have ever taken?
Photos. I don't take a good photo.
No, I would keep the photos.
These are the photos that you have, I guess, maybe what they're saying. Would you rather have free internet for life or free food for life?
Free food.
Free food.
Y'all didn't hesitate at all on
that.
No. All right. Continuing our game of Would You Rather. Would you rather eat roadkill for the rest of your life or have everyone sound like Gilbert Gottfried? Welcome.
Oh, she's going to say roadkill.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I'm going to go with her.
Some roadkill's not so bad, I'm sure.
Enough salt, I can get it.
Would you rather be rich and live 400 years ago or be poor but live today?
Poor.
Yeah.
There wasn't a welfare system 400 years ago. I'll not starve.
Would you rather get away with lying every time or always know when someone is lying?
Always know when somebody's lying.
Yes.
Which I almost can do, and it sucks.
Would you rather speak all languages or be able to speak to all animals?
Ooh, animals.
You think animals are more interesting than people is what you're saying.
Yeah,
smarter for sure.
Would you rather have infinite battery life for your cell phone or infinite fuel for your car?
Oh, fuel for the car.
Would you rather be the funniest or the most intelligent person in the room?
Intelligent, funniest.
I'd rather be the funniest.
That's why we work.
Would you rather be forced to talk like Donald Trump's Twitter feed for a year or binge watch every single episode of The Apprentice?
Oh, neither. I quit this game right now.
Apprentice, I guess.
I finally found a bridge too far for you to cross. It is Endometriosis Awareness Month, and Dr. Wendy Lee is here. We're going to talk about some of the signs and things you need to know about endometriosis. That's coming up here on In the Know. Is brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where you just have a few days remaining to get all geared up for Easter. If you're shopping for Easter baskets or need Easter gifts, don't forget they have Thai beanies. Also, Tarvis Tumblr, Simply Southern Attire. They have Easter dresses in Simply Southern as well. Vera Bradley, Brighton, and more. And anytime you need fresh cut floral, make it Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they're celebrating Picture Book Day today. It is also Weed Appreciation Day. Don't be confused. It's the wild weeds that grow out in our, where they grow all over the place.
You can appreciate whatever weed you like. It's little, what it means is.
It's up to you, but don't just immediately assume. And it's Little Red Wagon Day today. Always, everybody loves the Little Red Wagon.
At Miranda.
That's right. March is Endometriosis Awareness Month. It was easy for me to say, and then it got increasingly difficult for me to say, and hopefully I'll be able to do it again. From Lee Buck and Lee, Dr. Wendy Lee is here. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, hopefully you can pronounce it better than I can. In your profession, you probably have to encounter that word more frequently than I do. Did some quick research and understand that over 5 million American women suffer from endometriosis.
Yes.
So for the male part of our species, can you sort of help explain what endometriosis is and why it's a concern?
Well, all females have a lining in their uterus. Endometriosis is where that lining that's supposed to be in your uterus is growing in other places in the pelvis. So it can be growing on the outside of the uterus, on the ovary, just in the wall of the pelvis. It could be on the bowel. Sometimes it can even grow into surgical scars. Approximately 7 to 8% of the female population has it. And the reason why it's significant is because it is one of the primary causes of pelvic pain. It is also one of the primary causes of infertility. If people come and see us with infertility issues, unable to get pregnant, about half the time it's related to endometriosis. Mm-hmm.
Is it like most things that the early detection is key in this? Because I know some women who have waited far too long in order to find out that they have it. And sometimes it's just too late. If it's early on, is it much more treatable?
It is much more treatable. There are a lot of degrees. Endometriosis can be confusing because there are a lot of degrees of symptoms. It isn't cancer related and it doesn't cause cancer, but it's staged very similarly to cancer. And there can be early stages where there is a lot of pain, but then people can also be in late stages and really not have much pain. So the amount of endometriosis that people have isn't proportional to how bad it is. That can be a common misconception.
Are there other symptoms other than pain?
The pain, infertility, people can have pain during intercourse. The pain gets worse with periods. A lot of people, you'll cramp the first couple of days of your period, but then with endometriosis, it's just prolonged. And even when your period is done, it's still going. Like I said, that's part of the lining that's growing outside the pelvis. So when the inside of your uterus is bleeding, those spots on the outside of your uterus are bleeding and causing inflammation too. And the reason why early detection we think can be key to help preventing further problems is every time you have a period and those implants are bleeding and causing inflammation, it can form more scar tissue and can make pain worse, can make it harder to get pregnant.
And more attachment points? Does that make
sense? And potentially more attachment points.
Okay.
More spread, so to speak.
Is it influenced by demographics in the sense that could a 20-year-old woman have severe endometriosis and a 40-year-old woman could not? Is it progressive in the sense that are the dangers higher the older a woman is?
Actually, we see it more commonly in women in their 20s and 30s. Yeah. It can be present in teenagers. It's usually more rare, but it's most common in women in their 20s and 30s. And I'm not sure if that's influenced by, most of the time, if people are able to have children and they complete childbearing, the definitive way to take care of this is a hysterectomy. So a lot of these women will have hysterectomies young. So I'm not sure if we don't see it in the 40-something women because of that,
right,
or if it's just more of a young, it is more of a young woman's disease.
Well, you led me right to my next question as far as treatment options. So the sort of the most drastic, obviously, is the hysterectomy. But are there checkpoints between there that as far as treatment options go?
Yes. And really the most precise way to diagnose endometriosis is by surgery. You can assume somebody has endometriosis by symptoms. Sometimes you may, if the endometriosis is on the ovary, you may see that on an ultrasound. It may be a cyst, but not with fluid in it. It may be more of a solid type cyst. But the best, most accurate way you can diagnose it is surgery. If people either haven't gotten to that point yet or are having mild symptoms, we'll try some kind of hormone medicine. And really the most reliable hormone treatment is birth control. Typically, if people are on birth control for several months and the symptoms go away, then we're okay. We know things aren't going to progress, most likely. If that doesn't help, then we normally will go to an exploratory or laparoscopic surgery, look, see what we find. We have tools that can, if we see any endometriosis implants, we can drain those. We can remove a cyst on the ovary if it has endometriosis in it. There are stronger medicines if the birth control doesn't work, and we've already tried our minor surgical option. There's one called Depo-Lupron where it's a shot. You can get a shot every month or every 3 months, and that puts your body in a pseudo-menopause. So you're not making lining in your uterus. Therefore, you're not making the implants anywhere else.
Right.
That one has, well, the side effects that everybody knows that are related to menopause, which aren't always the most pleasant side effects ever.
Sure.
And like I said, if people haven't had children yet and want to have children, then we try to do pursue the conservative medical options initially.
Right.
And then, like you said, hysterectomy is the most definitive and last resort treatment.
So one of the reasons you're here today is the month of March is Endometriosis Awareness Month. And where would you rank the awareness level for women by and large? Do you find young women having a high awareness level, or we still have work to do to make sure that women know what they're facing?
I think we still have work to do. I think people know the term, but I don't know if they know all the related consequences to it.
Right.
So I think they may have a general knowledge. And I remember being younger and you're looking in your 17 magazine and
right,
you would see the term, but then you wouldn't understand all the sequela that would go along with it. I may not actually be able to have children, or this is exactly what's happening. So we could probably do more work with that.
So talk to me. I have two teenage girls. You know, they're 19 and 21 now. They're not teenagers anymore. But when they were 13, 14 and starting their periods, we weren't seeing an OBGYN at that age.
Yeah.
So talk to me. When should you consider taking your young, you know, I have friends whose girls will start their periods at 9, 10, 11 years old,
yeah,
but they won't see an OBGYN to 16, 17, 18 years old. When should you be concerned and bring them in to see an OBGYN outside of a pediatrician and diagnose,
yeah,
endometriosis? What's the symptoms or the signs of that?
It can be tricky. Most teenage girls will have irregular cycles. When endometriosis may or may not be associated with abnormal bleeding, literature says if you have heavier periods that are closer together, those people seem to be more at risk. But almost all teenage girls have irregular cycles. If you're having periods more often than every 3 weeks, that may or may not be endometriosis, but it is worth a visit. Everybody has cramps with periods, but if you're trying your basic over-the-counter medications and it's not helping, another symptom is a common place where endometriosis implants is behind the uterus, so people will complain of back pain. And these are symptoms that are pretty severe and debilitating and keeping people from doing their normal activities. And the ibuprofen and the Midol over-the-counter isn't helping, then it's good to come in. I'll add... I don't know how much is safe for the radio, if and hopefully people aren't going to do this at a young age. It's discouraged. But if the teenagers aren't sexually active, we're not going to do anything really invasive with them. And I think that that's a primary fear of, what are they going to do when I come into this office?
Right.
Sure. But we're not going to do any kind of invasive exams unless we've exhausted all our treatment options. We're always just going to try, like I said, the medical things first.
That's good to know, because that is a fear for young girls.
Yeah, and
it is.
Moms and daughters, that's a tricky and complex navigation to get through that process,
yes,
as well. And so it's nice to be able to have some of our fears allayed, that you're not necessarily going to get aggressive just en route to trying to find an answer to this before it's time. Now, we've had lots of questions, and we've talked about treatment options and things, but if from an outreach standpoint, I know Dr. Lee, Dr. Buck, Dr. Lee are available. How do we go about forming a relationship with your practice?
We have a Facebook page. You can always look on the Facebook page. I know there may not be detailed answers, but a lot of times there's information. There's links to different websites to be more educated. You can give our office a call if there are any questions. We each have a nurse. Actually, my nurse is here, Heather Miller. We each have a nurse that would be happy to answer questions. I know sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get an appointment, but relating to people that this is a problem. I have a problem. This is concerning. It's interfering with my daily activities. We can usually work to get you in sooner.
And I always like to ask, as a physician, are you pro WebMD or are you anti WebMD for not self-treatment, but for knowledge purposes? Is that a good place to turn?
I actually love when patients educate themselves. I think it just has to be done with caution. WebMD is one of the more reliable medical websites for OBGYN-related issues. ACOG, A-C-O-G, it's American Congress of Obstetrics and Gynecology. It's ACOG.org is a good one. Mayo Clinic and Cleveland Clinic have good, reliable websites. Everything has to be approached with caution. I think more of for security measures. They'll always state on the website that, this could be the worst case scenario. I think that's just more to cover the bases.
Don't swing too far one way or another. And take it as informational, and then seek the advice and counsel of a professional,
absolutely,
of a physician, and
above
for
all,
more definitive answers. So I'll ask Heather. Did she do okay, Heather? She's doing okay. Good. Heather says you get an okay for today. Thanks for the information and coming in here in the month of March as we raise awareness for endometriosis. It's Dr. Wendy Lee from Lee, Buck, and Lee. Come back soon, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Lee, we've got to get to a break. Your chance to win, giving away Easter candy, coming up with the water cooler question. That's next here on In the Know.
Well, there's a reason they may try, have never.
Recognize their owner's voice, but just don't care.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's why I don't like cats.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Can you be more dog-like?
No, right.
You know?
More
by the way, we had a question back during Dr. Wendy Lee was here, the last segment. And Tabitha had a question. And Tabitha wanted to know, does birth control cause endometriosis? Asked Dr. Lee. She brushed up against that, but asked directly, and she said definitively, no, NO, does not cause it.
In fact, it treats it. It's used to treat it.
That's right. And birth control is used to treat multiple things.
Yes.
In fact, it's the only effective treatment for some things. It's not just birth control. That's what it's called. So here, thanks to Dr. Lee for coming in.
Absolutely.
And learned a lot. Hopefully everyone has more information than they had before, and it's useful information. We will shift gears to today's water cooler question. The Tootsie Roll Company is fabulous enough to send us a supply of Easter candy that you can use in your Easter baskets or that you can just eat if you want to. But you're going to have to call 270-259-6000. We've got Tootsie Roll Pops. We've got Blow Pops. We've got Misty won't allow us. Actually, neither of you will allow us to give away the dots. Misty says, no, you can't have any of the junior mints, but I may just ignore what she said and throw some anyway. And the sour caramel apples are in there. Mm-hmm. The fruit chews are in there. So anyway, you just it's a variety. And trust me, it'll fill up your Easter baskets.
And it's the pretty Easter candy.
Unless you have 10 kids. You have 10 kids, then
one
maybe.
One dot for you. One dot
maybe
for
not.
You.
You call 270-259-6000 to score. 7 in 10 men have this in their car at all times. 7 in 10 men have this in their car at all times. 270-259-6000. 270-259-6000. Uh-oh. Misty threw down the belly laugh here.
Well, I instantly said this, and I got to thinking about you said all men, so I'm like 80, 90-year-olds.
No, this is 7 in 10. 7 in 10 men have this in their car at all times.
I don't think they're that kind. I don't think they're that thoughtful.
I can't wait for you all to have to share your answers.
I know.
This is going to be good.
First one. 1 in 1,000.
This is going to be good.
1 in 1,000 will have Christy's answer.
Mm. Yeah.
1 in 1,000.
I'm expecting a lot.
By the speaking,
you
of,
are.
Speaking sets of, the bar pretty high, right?
Speaking of Easter candy, I told you this is why we don't like Peeps anymore. Peeps trying to edge out Elf on the Shelf. Peep on a Perch.
What? Peep on a Perch. Oh, that's kind of funny, though.
See, this is why. This is why we don't like Peeps anymore. They took their eye off the ball, and they coveted everyone else's holidays, and now they're trying to steal Elf on the Shelf's idea for Peep on a Perch.
But I like that's Peep on a Perch. No, I think it's kind of cute, but can you eat that peep after Easter is over?
I mean, what happens?
Who watches for the Easter Bunny?
Yeah,
Santa's
good,
getting help with elves.
I don't
Peep on a Perch. That's funny.
Peep on a Perch. It's a dumb answer. I mean, it's a dumb name.
Oh, it's fun. It's funny.
It's funny. It's just, it's a dumb idea. Let's go to Scott. Scott, 7 out of 10 men have this in their car at all times.
Tape.
Did you say tape?
Yes.
That is not what we're looking for.
Wait a minute,
for.
Like duct tape or cassette tape?
We ruled out all tapes.
Okay.
I just went in and told you no tape of any kind.
Okay, so aggressive.
Not scotch, not audio.
Not video.
Video.
No VHS.
Not duct.
Duck.
Not box.
Duck.
No. I still say duct. Even though duck is acceptable, it's duct tape. Double-sided tape? No, Velcro tape.
Oh, you hurt me in the heart with the no Velcro.
Mary.
Yes.
What's your guess?
Screwdriver.
Screwdriver is...
That's a good answer.
I have one. I have one in my screwdriver. I have one, a screwdriver in my car at all times, but do you know why? Because it's in my pocket.
Oh, okay.
So did you know this about me? I have two tools in my pocket. I have a Mont Blanc pen and a Stanley screwdriver in my pocket.
You just never know.
Listen,
you don't.
Do you know the number of things I work on that require that screwdriver right there?
I do. You know, I don't follow you around after the show, so no. My honest answer is no.
But you've seen me.
I bought him that.
Yeah.
Peggy.
Toilet paper.
Oh, that's
good. That's funny. Solid answer.
I don't think it's quite 7 in 10, but I like your thinking.
I'm going 9.5 out of 10,
not
Peggy.
Not what we're looking for. Scott's back again. What, Scott?
I'm going to say empty drink bottle.
An empty drink bottle. That's 9.5 out of 10.
Which, Scott, could also be called the spittoon.
A spittoon. A pew. Pew.
I know what my husband has in his.
What?
I think.
Hold on.
What I have is good, but I
Mary,
think it's lower.
Pocket knife.
Pocket knife is not what we're looking for. I'll tell you, I'll think that 10 out of 10 men under the age of 30, 7 out of 10 of all men have this in their car at all times. And I will also tell you that I am in the 3 out of 10. I do not have this in my vehicle.
Oh.
Are any of my answers right?
No.
Really? Because these are the things my husband collects in his car.
Peggy.
Spare change.
Spare change. I do have that. And that is not what we're looking for. You're going to be so tickled when you... Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Only you didn't spell it correctly.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's not a shot. Oh, no, I do have it backwards, don't I?
Scott.
How about tablet charging cord?
A charging cord? Yep, that is...
10 out of 10 today.
That's a 10 out of 10. Jacqueline.
Cologne.
Cologne. Got to have some of that Stetson.
Oh,
going
goodness.
Out romancing.
Or if I write it, it's Cologne.
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 Cologne is what
I do like Cologne. It's one of my favorite things.
All right,
in the world.
So what were some of your other answers, Misty?
My husband keeps a knife, money, boots, coat, his hunting gun, another gun, Visine. I initially said condoms, but then I got into the 60 plus and thought, probably not in their car.
Yeah, okay.
Don't
you,
carry
you
those
want
kids.
To share?
Yeah, I suppose. Wife's chapstick
all right.
was my initial thought, yeah, which I know that you have.
Uh-huh.
And then wife's tampon. So
well, I may have that too. I just don't know it.
Yeah.
There are areas of my vehicle I just don't go looking yet.
Not going over there.
We got to get to a break. Come back. We'll finish it up for the morning here on In the Know.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me.
The MB's point to ponder for today.
Oh, yeah.
And here I had a real-life physician in the studio and failed to ask this question.
When I'm in need. Yes,
missed opportunity. So I read... In Men's Health this morning. That's what I'm treating it in. I read that laughing for 2 minutes is just as good for your heart as a 20-minute jog.
Amen.
So what I needed is I need Dr. Lee's permission to go down to City Park and laugh at joggers. Will that work?
She runs. She may be the jogger you're laughing at.
That's okay. I don't mind.
She probably making faces at
she owes me a favor at this point. Right?
Just for me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The new survey is out, and it ranks. We don't really have time for this, but it's too important to ignore today. The top sing-along car songs.
Ooh.
At number 25, Let's Dance by David Bowie. At number 24, Hey Ya by Outkast. At 23, Imagine by John Lennon.
Oh, I love it.
22, Uptown Funk. 21, Thriller. 20, Rolling in the Deep. Bob Marley, Everything's Gonna Be All Right at 19, Sweet Home Alabama at 18, Let It Go at 17. The final countdown is at 16. Girls Just Want to Have Fun, then Beat It, then Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf, then Angels, then Mr. Brightside, then Eye of the Tiger cracks the top 10. Hey Jude at 9, Hotel California at 8, Wonderwall at 7, I Will Survive at 6, Don't Stop Believin', Journey at 5, Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Really?
At 4. Sweet Caroline at 3.
Mm.
Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi is at 2.
Wow.
At number 1.
Absolutely, yeah.
Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Even my kids know this.
I think that's good parenting.
Yeah. And not
no,
to
I
mention.
Don't think it was me.
They've seen Wayne's World, right?
No.
No, they've not.
The funny thing, like that generation, they really don't know what Wayne's World is. We all do, and that's where I think he picked up the song.
My favorite part is when they go to the music store and they have the sign, absolutely no Stairway to Heaven.
Yes.
So, really, for the car sing-along, here you go.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
Galileo,
Galileo.
Do you know how much I wish we were out driving?
Yes.
Oh, and nobody loves me.
All right.
Easy come, easy
Did you see Roseanne last night?
I did not.
Aww.
I did not.
We watched it.
Yeah.
No spoilers. It was actually 2:30s butted up together
okay.
to come up with 1 hour. So my takeaway is it's exactly the same show as before. It hasn't. They've aged, and that's it. It's the writing's the same. The humor's the same.
But I wouldn't expect it to be any different.
He asked me what I wanted to watch, and I thought for sure you would have watched it, so I wanted to be able to converse about it. But it was good. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. You liked it?
Yeah, I did.
You don't like it, though, Mark.
I checked my laugh meter. It took me 5 minutes to get over being mad at it. So I didn't want to like it for 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then I decided, you've got to give this a shot, so you at least have to stop disliking it. And then I noticed I probably laughed at 4 or 5 one-liners that were there. Some of them are clever. I thought early on some of them were a reach. They were kind of forced. But I get where it's going to be popular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's the topical things that they do.
Well, that's what she said. I want to bring to light things that are really going on in today's world and then have a family who's divided politically take those things on.
Right. I think you'll like it.
Yeah. Right. So
I will continue to watch.
I think I referred to him last night as the redneck Huxtables.
Yeah, but that's right. That's what they've always been.
That's kind of what they are.
I mean,
in Lanford.
She's the reason that the... what's his name? The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Jesco White.
Jesco White.
Yeah.
So she brought him on one of her shows.
Oh, goodness.
And that's why the White family became popular.
So we have her to thank for that.
Yes.
Good. On TV tonight, Dana Carvey is on Stephen Colbert. Hilary Swank is on James Corden. Survivor Ghost Island is on tonight. The Voice, Best of the Blind and Battles. Best of the Blinds and Battles. It's not only blind contestants. The blind auditions and the people in blind auditions, it's a blind audition. It's not blind competitors.
Okay.
You got it?
No.
I didn't want you to be confused. And then Andrew Lloyd Webber Tribute to a Superstar is on NBC tonight. Don't forget, Jesus Christ Superstar, the live musical, is on NBC Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great way to wrap up your Easter.
I've never seen that. Maybe I'll try to watch that.
I've seen Jesus Christ Superstar on Broadway, and it's really good. Well, I mean off Broadway, but a part of the Broadway series. It's good.
Okay.
And it's got an all-star cast. It'll be on Sunday night. Let's go to today's highlight in history. This day in 1898, the U.S. Supreme Court in United States versus Wong Kim Ark ruled 6-2 that Wong, who was born in the United States to Chinese immigrants, was an American citizen. That was so Wong.
They get it wrong every time.
That's what they say. Congratulations, you so Wong.
You so Wong.
Well, wait a minute. Am I an American citizen? You Wong. But am I a citizen? We just told you, you Wong. Who's on first? Birthdays today. Conchata Farrell is 75 today.
Nope, don't got that.
Berta on 2.5 Men.
Still don't got that.
She's 75. Berta. Reba McEntire, 63 today. Salt
63?
From Salt and Pepper is 52. Yep.
Wow.
Vince Vaughn is 48 today. Well, Baba Ganoush to you. Julia Stiles is 37 today, and Lady Gaga is 32. Let's see. Marlon Perkins from Wild Kingdom was born this date in 1905. That's our only gone but not forgotten. Let's try and squeeze in some chart toppers here. 1963.
He's so fine.
Chiffon.
Wish he were mine. And handsome boy over there. One with the wavy hair. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. But I'm gonna make it mine.
All right. We did that a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
I think so.
Okay, I'm
it
over.
Feels like it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
1972. Without the funk maestro.
Yeah.
No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day. But the mother and child reunion is only a motion away.
All right. Then in 1981.
Five seconds on everybody's side. DJ's
the first rap song I ever heard.
That makes me sad for you all.
Well, we're older than you. We're older than rap.
And comes right down and lands on the ground. And out comes the man from Mars. And he tries to run, but he's got a gun. And he shoots you dead and he eats your head. And then you're in the man from Mars. You go out at night.
That's Blondie Rapture, by the way, kids. I was just so mesmerized. So I'm going to go on the record and say that is not a rap song. She is rapping in that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the most bizarre songs I ever learned as a child to sing.
But who doesn't like Fab Five Freddy?
Who doesn't like Alien Who's
and the Man from Mars?
Shoots you and eats your head.
Who eats cars.
In your head.
You all might not, but I like Taylor Dane.
She just sounds like she holds her nose a little bit when she sings.
I like that song a lot.
It's okay.
I like Taylor Dane.
Sure.
I think me liking her, perhaps, in a positive way, influenced me naming my daughter.
Think so?
Yeah. Well, that and it's a family name.
Senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels.
1999. Mr. Chesney.
Hands on the wheel.
I wanted to hear that big orange ball part.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Chesney's.
Too late, can't go back.
What I mean to you and together, baby,
so it was weird. Chris Brown had With You number one. At the same time, he had a duet number one with Jordan Sparks, No Air. Top of the charts, same time, same day. Weird. Oh, I wanted to hear the I Need You Boo part.
Oh, why'd you let it go?
Because I had this queued up a year ago today. This was number one.
I think it was you who once wisely said, a day without Bruno is not a day at all.
That is correct. It doesn't count in the scorebooks if there's a day without Bruno. I'm just going to tell that story. I can't tell it. Sorry. Well, we're late.
We are.
Got to go. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. You will never influence the world trying to be just like it. You will never influence the world trying to be just like it. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.